Hey, this is Jay.
It's Aaron.
And Richard.
And we're the VCR kids. We watch movies from our childhood and we see if they still hold up. This week we are watching a movie that I picked. We're watching Dennis the Menace. Basically because for me this is an quintessential VCR kids movie. Saw it when I was a kid. This came out in 1993. Didn't see it in theaters, so probably didn't see it until like end of 93 or 94 or whenever it came on video. I remember really liking it when I was a kid. I remember never seeing it again. And I don't think my parents liked it very much. So it probably is going to suck. But I thought it was great when I was a kid. And I think part of why I thought it was great was because I loved the Dennis the Menace comics. I would read them in the newspaper every Sunday. Because that's how I entertained myself in my childhood, was reading the funny papers.
I did the same thing.
I don't know. Did y'all like Seinfeld when you were growing up?
I was not allowed to watch that.
Okay.
I don't know if I liked it when I was growing up. I like it a lot now. I don't know if I watched it when I was growing up, though.
Oh. The only reason why I mentioned that, like, there are certain things that people growing up kind of liked of our age. And there were, like, comics in newspapers and Seinfeld. I don't know. I couldn't get behind. Of course, now I can. I could crack open a newspaper and enjoy it and watch Seinfeld and things. But like as a kid, I couldn't stand it. I don't understand it.
Funny pages?
Yeah. Yes.
I think that was just because, you know, we didn't have a lot of toys or...
You know what? I read
go to the movies.
Yeah, I wasn't allowed.
I think the first comics that I read that I was like, okay, this is good, is The Far Side. I was like, okay, this is actually funny. I like this.
Or like the Calvin and Hobbes was always a good one as well.
Right.
I think.
I don't remember the ones that I liked the most. I read every single one, even Kathy.
Wow.
Yeah, every single one.
This movie, this movie was directed by Michael Myers, the guy who portrayed him in Halloween.
Really?
Yeah.
Nick Castle, is that?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
So that's.
It's also, did you see who it was written by?
No.
John Hughes, right?
Yeah.
What? So this should be good in theory.
In theory. I mean, this is also like right after it looks like Home Alone and Home Alone 2. So I guess he was just like on a roll writing kids movies.
Sneaky little boy movies.
Yeah, writing movies for Macaulay Culkin, and was like, you know what? Let's do this comic. Dennis the Menace. I bet Macaulay will be great in this. Oh, he doesn't want to do it? Okay. I'm totally making this up. I don't know if Macaulay Culkin was being considered for this or not. But we, before we started recording, we were kind of talking about how Mason Gamble, who plays Dennis, the titular menace, really looks like pretty much every single kid in a 90s kids movie.
I don't remember him at all.
Apparently he was in Rushmore.
Yeah, I saw that. I don't know what role he was at all.
Obviously, Walter Matthau was in a million things.
Yeah. His mustache in this movie is inspirational.
Yeah.
I know Aaron probably doesn't agree. But that's fine.
Mustaches aren't for me.
Yeah. So I mean, this is like an old school mustache, right? Like decades.
Just straight.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
Just straight across.
Natasha Lyonne is in this.
Who?
Well, Aaron, you know her from Orange is the New Black, but she was also in that show, that Netflix one that was crazy. That was like, what was the name of it? Where they, she was at a party and it was like a Groundhog's Day kind of thing.
It was Russian Doll.
Yeah.
That was great.
Yeah. And she's in Dennis the Menace. She's got to be a kid.
Yeah, 100%.
This is so wild. Just looking at this cast, there's a dude who's in Mad Men in it. There's like all these people who are like probably little baby children in this movie.
Listen, kid, you're going to go to Hollywood. You're going to go to Hollywood and make pictures, kid.
And Melinda Mullins, who is in What About Bob?
Hey.
This is weird. I think we've seen almost all of these actors in something.
Right.
Except Dennis.
Yeah, and it should come as no surprise this was successful at the box office. My one very distinct memory, I might have mentioned this on a previous podcast or when we were talking, I brought my grandmother to this movie and they said, I think they say like, damn or something. And she was very religious and just had zero tolerance for any curse words. And she would react. You know how some people react to a movie like, oh, like, yeah. like I was like looking over like
Aaron
grandma
reacts to like half of the movies that we watch on this.
And go ahead.
No, I'll let you finish. I have a tangent. So,
oh, well, I mean, pretty much when we walked out of the movie, she was like, I just didn't like that at all. And I was like, what was wrong? Because in my mind, I'm like, well, it's Dennis the Menace, right? Even at that point in my life, I was like, this is very innocent and stupid. Maybe they had a bad word here or there or whatever. But that's the thing I'm most interested in. I'm going to watch this and go like, what was my grandma seeing in 1993? But what were you about to say, Aaron?
The biggest reaction I think I've ever got from like an audience overall like that was me and my mom went to go see The Favorite at the Manor.
It's a great movie.
And like all these like 60 and 70 year olds and older, you know, the older crowd kind of showed up because I think they were expecting just a period piece. And then it's a very,
oh, it gets a little risque.
Yeah, like with like same sex attraction. I don't want to give it the whole thing away. And they were like, what? What's going on? Like, and, like when it first started, they were just like, like the whole group of them was like, they didn't know. Like, I saw them coming in, like the men and the women, like the couples coming in to watch the movie with all their little friends. And I was like, they don't know. They don't know what they've signed up for. And I was so, it was very vindicating.
This movie won a Razzie.
Oh no.
For worst new star in Mason Campbell.
The little boy.
Yeah.
Oh no. Oh.
And it's also got Christopher Lloyd in it and Leah Thompson are reuniting. Leah Thompson from Back to the Future.
Wow.
Oh, what a mean thing to do to a child.
Yeah. Looks like, yep. Looks like Roger Ebert gave it 2.5 stars. I can already feel that's what I'm going to think about this. It just kind of feels like a 2.5 star out of 4 movie, but we'll see.
It's going to be, I just find this idea interesting that John Hughes wrote this. Like, Michael Myers directed it. It's got Walter Matthau and Christopher Lloyd as stars. Yeah,
it seems like it's got a good cast. And like it's set up for success, you know, like on paper the studio's like boxes checked, folks.
Yeah, Jerry Goldsmith as the composer, classic. Wow, they put a lot of money into this for a 93 little family comedy.
Family movies make a lot because, you know, why, that's like 5 tickets per household. It's not just the parents or the, you know what I mean.
We didn't even mention the dog in this.
Ooh. There's a dog?
Oh, yeah. Classic Dennis the Menace. Yeah.
Is it like a sheepdog?
I just saw a still of Christopher Lloyd in this movie. And it's one of the most terrifying pictures I've ever seen in my life.
I can't wait. Can't wait. Aaron, I don't know if you know this. I don't know dog breeds that well. Oh, wait, you weren't at trivia last week.
I
had
asleep.
Nothing to contribute. So
that was a terrible question.
What was the question?
It was just like matching dog breeds together.
I'm so good at dog breeds. I
you
love dog breeds.
It was awful.
Are you sure? Because I was like pointing them out in the park, like that's a Yorkshire Terrier. Well, that one's easy to
do. Well, that's all fine. Let's go watch Dennis the Menace, and we'll talk to y'all in a minute. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye.
All right, we've all finished watching one of the greatest films in VCR Kids history, Dennis the Menace. I think Erin definitely did not fall asleep during this movie, but she definitely stopped paying attention for a very long time.
I'll talk about it in a minute.
What are you guys' thoughts? How you feeling about this? Richard, you just finished it, so watched it last night.
I'm fresh. I just saw Walter Matthau with a burning, fiery marshmallow on his forehead.
I feel like it took 50 minutes to really get into the plot of this movie. Like, they were trying to follow the Home Alone formula, but, like, everything... Like, I don't think the pre-events were as connected. Like, the bum, the vagrant... What was his name? Christopher Lloyd's character? Did he have a name?
I don't think so.
Like, he was just skulking around. Like, he stole one thing of the Wilsons at the end, but, like, he could have like been involved with noticeable mischief. Like,
I feel like Christopher Lloyd in this movie is what Johnny Depp looked at when he got cast in Pirates and was like, give me that.
Hopefully not.
His name was Switchblade Sam.
Okay, Switchblade Sam. Like, he had no effect on, like, he was just like leering at a playground. Like, it could, like, he could have like done.
With like false teeth that are like split down the gums.
Yeah, it's bad. Like, he just had no connection to any of the events of the movie other than at the very end. And they just kind of sprinkled him in with no purpose. And then Dennis's friends, he hung out with them a lot in the beginning. And then they didn't have any connection to the end. So I think there was just like, they were trying to do like world building, but none of it really meshed up. And it just felt like random and boring and pointless for like the first half of the movie. You're just like, okay. And then you're just like watching like almost vignettes of like little comic strip happenings that are all just random and separate. And then like they try and smash the plot together in the last 40 minutes.
Because they tried to make a movie out of a comic strip. So.
I know. It's just like you can do a better job. Like, literally, if like they had Christopher Lloyd's character maybe like do something to Dennis's mom in the beginning. Like, maybe he snatched her purse and then because he snatched a lady's purse. So like he could have taken her purse or like bothered just some of the actual characters that we see.
Okay. First off, this movie, I don't know if we talked about this in the beginning because it's honestly been like probably a couple months since we recorded the pre-watch for this because Halloween got in the way. But I don't know if we talked about this or not, but this is a John Hughes movie.
Yes.
To Aaron's point that she's been mentioning, it does have major smacks of like Home Alone. It's not directed by John Hughes. It's just produced by him. But it definitely has kind of similar vibes in the beginning of like your cute kid child star. The music is kind of similarly like upbeat and quirky.
It follows the same like plot pattern too. It just doesn't do it as well as Home Alone did. Because in Home Alone, you have the buildup and then you have like the explosion of him just setting the traps off. Like that part everyone remembers is the last 30 minutes of the movie.
Well, I mean, also, I feel like, so we start out, we're introduced to Dennis. He's scaring Mr. Wilson. Or he's like trying to wake him up or something.
He slingshots a pill into his throat because he thinks he's sick because he hears him snoring. So he tries to slingshot a Tylenol down his throat.
Which, I mean, this interaction of Walter Matthau and I don't remember the kid's name, but Dennis? The kid who plays Dennis.
Oh, his real name.
Yeah. Walter Matthau, his real name isn't Mr. Wilson.
it's
but like I feel like the two of them are great, right? Like
I feel like Walter Matthau plays Mr. Wilson about as well as you can expect in a movie like this. Like, I think he does a fine job. And actually, Dennis isn't too bad. I mean,
he's very cute. He's very young, like a lot younger than, if we're thinking about Home Alone, a lot younger than Macaulay Culkin. But yeah, I mean, I think this whole thing is, this movie is predicated on the idea that you think this kid is cute. And if you don't think he's cute, you're going to hate this movie. And if you think he's cute, there will be like redeeming parts of it for sure.
I thought it was fine.
I there were so many things coming back to me. I forgot how much I loved this movie as a kid. Like the paint on the piece of meat, whatever that was, like him grilling out. I forgot that I loved that for some reason and thought it was hilarious. There's just
I forgot this had such an impression on me because like even in the beginning when they were showing like the little vignettes of all the scenes around the town, I was like, oh my gosh, I remember this bridge. Like this scene, this image is like ingrained in my memory. Yeah. But we also have playing his mom, we have Leah Thompson from Back to the Future.
Right.
That surprised me.
Was the kid who came over, like the boyfriend of the babysitter, was that one of the siblings in Home Alone?
No, that was Buzz from... Yeah.
Buzz from Home Alone.
Okay. I thought he looked familiar. So there's another John Hughes little connection.
Yeah, and the babysitter was Natasha Lyonne, who's like in, what, like Orange is the New Black?
Yes, and...
Russian Doll.
Yes.
She's just a Netflix hero, basically.
Mm-hmm.
I like how the kid, like if you look at IMDb, about like there was that like little kid that they keep seeing and he just keeps like staring at the camera, like the kid with the bowl cut.
Right.
And like that's his IMDb picture, is just like him cross-eyed staring at the camera.
Oh, what did Walter Matthau say about him? He's like, you better get used to disappointment. Like he's a foot short and he's cross-eyed. Mr. Wilson was a little rough. He was a little rough.
He was mean. He was like, I don't want to know you at the end.
Oh, yeah. He was really like a grump. But okay. Dennis was truly a menace in this movie. I might have been a little upset. So I think he almost murdered Christopher Lloyd.
Yeah. All that was a bit much because like Christopher Lloyd would be laying. I don't know. It was just like all a bit much. It just went on for so long and he kept doing all this crap.
Most of this movie is about Dennis and Mr. Wilson and like the hijinks that they get into. But there is, as we've kind of alluded to a lot, this side plot with Christopher Lloyd, who's like this dude who jumps off of a train and is trying to rob everyone in the town. But like, it's just like not necessary. Like, I feel like this movie would have been so like the story of his parents leaving him with the Wilsons and then interrupting the garden party and all of that stuff, I feel like was fine, right? Like, what are you gonna... like, it was just added in and ridiculous with the Christopher Lloyd stuff.
Yeah, I agree. I kind of had a weird... I can't believe I'm saying this while this is being recorded. I had a weird pleasure seeing old people at, like, a garden club. Like, it was very pleasant to watch. I was like, I kind of think I want to do that when I get older. Just have a garden. And I don't know. Y'all didn't get that vibe? No.
Oh no, it was. I liked the. It took 40 years for him to grow this flower.
That
and it only opens in like 20 seconds. All right, sorry about that. We had to take a quick break for some behind the scenes action. What were we talking about? So we were talking about how unnecessary I thought Christopher Lloyd's character was in this, I believe. Just because, you know, I already said this, but he just seems, the stuff with Mr. Wilson and Dennis is so much more interesting and so much more fun that the, what is it, Switchblade Sam?
Yeah.
Yes. His storyline is just like, number one, Christopher Lloyd is disgusting in this movie.
He looks like not awful. Even like
funny disgusting, like not like pleasant at all, like painful to watch.
Yeah, like he literally came on screen and I was like,
like sweaty, dirty, greasy,
red eyes, gross. Yellow teeth, red he's gums,
like snorting snot all over the place,
and his eyes just never stop moving. And like so, the cop pulls up to him at the playground and he's like, hey, you, what are you doing? It's like, yeah, you should do that. Like, you know what, you know?
I can't believe those moms just, I mean, because he
right.
walked up and he's like smoking a cigarette next to their leering strollers. At the
children. Yeah, I told Jay the same thing. I was like, I'm so surprised a mommy squad hasn't run him off. Because like,
it was the 90s. It was a different time.
It was the 80s, and it was a very different time. That's true.
It wasn't the 80s, Aaron.
Yeah, I think it was.
No, this movie came out in 1993.
Oh, felt like the 80s.
I think just because it was like a small town vibe.
Was this before the Satanic Panic? When did that get going?
The 80s, yeah.
Hmm.
Yeah, he was glistening throughout this movie. It was
disgusting.
It was unsettling.
And by the end, he had all those yellow boils. And he kept
from
going
all the things that Dennis hit him in the head with.
And like flopping onto that board in the river.
Yeah, and I think he took a switchblade. Maybe
in
not
the butt.
Just in the butt. Yeah, yeah.
Right up the butt. That's why they call him Switchblade Sam in the credits. The character's real name was Ned.
Yeah. But yeah.
Richard, you were talking about how pleasant the garden parties were.
Oh, yeah. Well, I just thought it was really delightful. Normally I kind of sympathize with someone like Mr. Wilson, and Aaron kind of sets me straight, like, well, he's no good. I thought Mr. Wilson was kind of a grump, but like, I don't know. I still sympathize with him a little bit. Like, he kind of went through the ringer on this. He got a golf ball to the gooch. You might have to blank that, Jay, but he got it right there, man.
Yeah, he also got attacked. He almost got destroyed by a canoe falling down.
Did Dennis kill that plant or no?
No, he just distracted Mr. Wilson because he only had a very short window to see it blossom. Which, by the way, when it opened, that wasn't that great. So he didn't miss much.
Okay.
But
I thought he would destroy it. As soon as I saw that plant, I was like, oh.
No, actually, Mr. Wilson destroyed it. He uprooted it and threw it on the ground because he was so angry. But yeah, I mean, come on. Garden lanterns.
Those were nice garden lanterns. I want some like that.
Mrs. Wilson, a delightful character.
She was.
Yeah, she was great. We were trying to place what we know her from. She was in 101 Dalmatians.
She was apparently the nanny, like the doggy nanny.
That's right.
Which must be what I know her from. Like, she seems so familiar this whole time, but it must be just this and 101 Dalmatians.
I think so, because I looked up her other stuff and it was not, it wasn't, you know.
I was slightly disappointed. I thought the dog would have a bigger role, Ruff, But he didn't have a lot going on. There was just that one pivotal scene where he got smooched by Walter Matthau.
Yeah, he did
Matthau.
Get to make out with Mr. Wilson.
Sorry, the animals are playing like all under my feet, and there were some brown bags from like the grocery store, and Jim was like, he put his front feet on them and was like running, so he was like surfing around. Do you know what I'm talking about? Like, he was just like scooting around on the bags. So if you heard like weird sounds, that's what it was.
I thought you were going to incorporate a story about Jay accidentally making out with one of the animals, but
I mean, Holly, that like,
happens
tries
most
to kiss
mornings.
Us. Yeah, she tries to kiss us both on the mouth as often as she can.
She's got like a 6 foot long tongue.
Lizard.
It
tongue.
Just shoots right out.
Yeah, she just like licks the air like a snake. Like, she'll just do that like around you. You know that, Richard.
I do.
Oh, man. Well,
there's also a part of this story, which I guess we don't even really need to talk about, at the treehouse. Or the fort is what they call it.
They fix it up, and then we never see it.
Yeah.
Do we?
Yeah. Not really.
No, but we do meet the girl. She's a trip.
You know, it would have even made sense if, like, since he was skulking around there before, if Switchblade Sam was like hiding out in their tree fort, and then Dennis like ran into him there, and then like the other kids found them there because they built it with him.
Yeah, he was just like smoking cigarettes on a bridge, right?
Yeah, it was just a random bridge. I don't even know how Dennis got down there. Like, he just showed up down there. Like, you could at least use the treehouse, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, they did set that up, and they never...
In case I forget to say this, that rope situation at the very end,
yeah,
that would have killed him, I think.
Yeah, it would have. It would have cut him in half.
Yeah, that's exactly what I said. It's like the... Dennis gets him... He's, like, stuck on the water or something. I don't exactly remember, but he tosses him like a rope that he ties around himself, and he tries to like make a pulley so he can pull him out of the water.
He can pull himself and out.
The other end of the rope gets caught by a train and pulls him. And we're to believe that this train that's moving so fast is just like stopped in its tracks because this guy is stuck on the rope under the bridge. No. That would have cut that man in half. And that rope would have gone right through him.
Yeah. And this budget was $35 million. They did not spend it on that shot.
No.
Of him, like, going to the top of that bridge.
You know what? I know it would have killed him because in, like, ancient times, they used to tie ropes to people's arms and legs and send four horses running, and that would do the trick. Yeah. One horsepower would do that to a person.
I mean, there was some serious threat of real violence at the end of this movie.
Yeah. Because,
like, once Christopher Lloyd kind of got, you know, when he was coming out of the water and he was just looking awful and he sees the switchblade, it's like, oh, is he just
going
to murder
him? Like,
he
was going to stab Dennis.
Yeah. And
again,
when he was caught by the police... And he was in the car. He got his blade back and he was about to stab Dennis again. And then the cop slams his hand in the door.
I love, what a bunch of local police for them to allow Dennis to get right to him.
His,
you know, like,
kidnapper. And
he had just kidnapped him for a night.
The cop also let him go. You know, like, honestly, I don't know. Like, I'm against the police harassing people, but, like,
I'm going to start using that as I'm going to be like, what a bunch of local police.
I mean, if you saw that guy hanging around a playground, I'd be like, nope, we're going downtown, buddy. Like, nope. Like, I'm not letting you out of here.
Let's get those high-heeled boots into this car.
Yes.
You would profile? No.
Yeah, I would. That's because he looked so disgusting and he was leering at children. I'd at least make him wait in the lobby while I ran his ID or something, you know.
I mean, at least he was smoking on the playground.
Yeah, like, that's got to be something.
You can't smoke on the playground.
Yeah. I didn't care for how, like, the baked beans, the big can. Like he dipped his hand in there and was like,
they were all over his face.
That was one of my favorite parts though. He was like, oh, because basically he has to feed him all these beans to get the key for the
does he though
for the handcuffs.
I could see a 5-year-old like, coming up with that solution. I could see that.
And then he's just like, oh, that's all the beans and still no key. Must have swallowed it. Richard, you said the bean gut scene was well timed.
Yeah, I started eating dinner right as they it was a perfect shot of his just shiny
sweaty belly. Gut.
Yeah,
I can't. I literally can't. I will throw up.
I also know why. I know why my grandma did not like this movie. I don't know if you remember from the intro. She really had a time watching this in the movie theater. They say GD a few times.
Oh yeah.
And my grandma would not stand for that. Even though it's like not but saying
not the
it,
actual thing. They're just literally like saying he goes, "Where are the GD lanterns?"
Oh yeah. Yeah, my grandma would not have stood for that.
So. Oh, okay.
Yeah, pretty it surprised me when I heard that. I was like, "What? What are they doing here in this kids movie?" Like unbelievable.
It was just weird. Like, they're say it or don't.
But not in a child's movie. Don't.
Probably not.
Yeah, and let's be real. Mr. Wilson would say GD. Like,
yeah, he would.
In the garage? Yeah.
Oh, yeah. My grandpa said it all the time. He also said JC all the time.
Oh.
I mean, yeah. He said a lot. Both grandpas.
Well, so what do you guys think about Dennis the Menace? Do you think it holds up? Is it 28 years later?
I mean, if you got a real hankering to see Christopher Lloyd just be this slithering, unkempt thing, you can't go much worse than this. I think this is a tale of two movies, right? Like, it's kind of...
The first half and the second half?
Yeah. I think the first half... I think I agree with Jay. It's kind of fun to watch. Pure hijinks, vignettes, like y'all said. I don't think the second part really holds up much. It's kind of weird.
I don't know. I just wouldn't. There's better stuff. It's just like, I wasn't interested. I wasn't interested the whole time. I don't know.
There's just like so there's a level of goofiness that makes it a kid's movie. But then there's a level of adultness that makes it not a kid's movie. Like, like just Christopher Lloyd's character in general, like how disgusting he is and that he's smoking all the time and that Mr. Wilson's saying GD all the time and all this stuff. Like, but if it's not a kid's movie, it's not a good movie, you know?
Right.
But yeah, I don't know. I mean, I honestly did kind of enjoy revisiting it. I didn't realize how much of it I would remember. It was pretty much exactly what I expected it to be though. So
I don't think I'd ever seen this before, and okay.
Yeah, I did make me want to go back to like Grumpy Old Men with who's the other guy in that movie? Jack Lemmon, is that? Anyways, I think I remember that fondly, which it also came out in 93. So I want to watch more of Walter Matthau. Maybe not so much anything else this movie has anything to do with.
Yeah, I mean, he was great. It's just a ridiculous movie.
There were two direct-to-video sequels to this. Dennis the Menace Strikes Again and Dennis the Menace Christmas.
Oh, God.
Oh, wow. All right. Well, Dennis the Menace, if you do have a hankering after listening to this, it is on Netflix right now. So if you're one of the most of Americans who have a Netflix subscription, especially post-pandemic, check it out, or during pandemic or whatever you feel about it. Check it out and, you know, tell us what you think. We're at the VCR Kids. This is movie number... I had it written down and it changed because we changed the order of the movies. This is 175 out of 200. So 25 more after this one. We'll talk to you more next time. Bye-bye.
Goodbye.
Shoulder.
Cats.
Radio.
Ah! .com.